These early beginnings and early shoulder rubbings with talented people were to pave the way for Douglas to make his mark on BBC Radio. And it wasn't too long after that, of course, that his sketchwriting career had to be put on hold in favour of grappling with the writing of an experimental sci-fi comedy series. Since the first broadcast of Hitchhikers coincided with huge interest in the film Star Wars and, of course, real-life explorations of the final frontier, one might presume that Douglas was picking up the interplanetary excitement of the time and consciously reflecting that back in his work. But apparently not.
Comedy was much more of an influence than science fiction itself. I mean, Star Wars, we began to be aware of the fact that Star Wars is coming while we were making it. I mean, everybody sort of said, oh, well, this will be good, this will be great, because it'll create a sort of, an appetite in the public's mind for science fiction. I felt slightly annoyed, actually, because I didn't want it to feel as if... because the inevitable happened, despite the fact that the radio show came out, whatever it was, a month or something like that, after the film. Everybody sort of said, oh, the BBC is jumping on the bandwagon, as if the whole thing had been written and produced and so on in that brief month. So I was slightly aware that it might be seen that one was jumping on the coattails of the other, which is, of course, completely ridiculous. But so I think I was slightly annoyed at that coming out at that moment, but... which is silly of me. Now, and I think comedy generally and Python particularly were much more of a strong effect than other things that were happening in science fiction. I mean, I think one of the things that influenced it as far as Python is concerned, and this sounds like an over-literal rationalisation after the event, and I think the reason it sounds like that is because it probably is, but we'll go for it anyway, which is... watching Python, you'd see some weird or extraordinary premise that informed a whole world that would then be played out in 2 or 3 minutes. And then it's all gone and you go on to a world in which there's a different insane premise underlying it and so on. And it always seemed to occur to me, and Python started to go in this direction sort of very vaguely towards the end, when there were one or two shows that told a sort of story from beginning to end. I just thought it'd be interesting to take a sort of wild or absurd premise and give it consequences. You know, play it through. You know, force yourself to follow the logic of it, because it just seemed to be an unexplored territory that kind of excited me, which was why, starting off with that idea of the guy whose house gets demolished and then the Earth getting demolished. That's the point where, if it was a sketch, that's where you finish. Oh, the Earth has got demolished now. But then you say, well, OK, so what next? What happens as a consequence of that? You know, let's stay with it and see where this goes.